Welcome to Central Moments. Those of you who know me probably have heard me tell a story of years ago. I was having kind of a self-doubting, insecure meltdown. And I was saying to God, God, why'd you call me to do ministry? There's other people who can do it much better than me. And I felt like the only thing that settled my heart was sensing God say to me, you know what, I love people so much that I'm willing to even use you if I have to. And that really did help me in a funny kind of way. Well, this is where God's going to go with Moses. Moses has heard the call at the burning bush out there in the wilderness to go back into Egypt where he'd grown up and lead the enslaved people of God to freedom and to liberty. This will become one of the most famous stories in the Old Testament. So God's laying this out. He's at the burning bush. He's calling Moses. And he says in verse 16 of Exodus 3, so go and assemble the elders of Israel and say to them, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, appeared to me and said, I have watched over you and I have seen what has been done to you in Egypt. So go to the elders. Go, you know, smuggle yourself back into Egypt and pull together your leadership team and say, God sees right where you are and he's going to bring deliverance. Well, here's the obvious question, the beginning of the next chapter, chapter 4. Moses answered, but what if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, the Lord did not appear to you? So in essence, as we deal with our own insecurities over how God could use us, this is the credibility question. Like, who am I? I mean, why would anybody listen to me? And God gave him some miracles to perform, like throwing his staff on the ground and picking it up, you know, turned into a snake, picking it up by the tail, turns into a staff, putting his hand into his cloak, it becomes leprous, puts it back in, it's healed again. I mean, these were amazing miracles. And so he said, my miraculous power is going to give you credibility. That's why we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit on our lives. It's his anointing and what he can do that gives us credibility if he's called us. Well, Moses said, okay, verse 10, Moses said to the Lord, pardon me, pardon your servant, Lord, but I've never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I'm slow of speech and tongue. So he goes from the credibility issue to the competence issue. But Lord, I'm just not that gifted. I don't speak well, he said. I've never been good with words. I'm kind of hesitant. Some people believe Moses actually stuttered some. And so he said, okay, you know, the credibility aside, you gave me some miracles, but I'm still not good at speaking. I'm not a good leader. What about that? So to the competence issue, God just said, look, who made your mouth in the first place? Like, don't you think I'm strong enough to compensate for your limitations and inadequacies? In fact, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul is going to say, you got to remember, God does his best work when we're weak. His power is perfected in our weakness. And so this is what God does with Moses. He said, look, I made your mouth. Don't you think I can help you? Verse 13. But Moses said, and one more time, pardon your servant, Lord. Pardon me, Lord. But please just send someone else. In verse 14, then the Lord's anger burned against Moses. Now, I want to tell you, it's okay to feel insecure about your credibility. Like, why should people listen to me? You know, and God's going to meet that with the anointing of his Spirit. That's why we just stay hungry for God. That's why we don't focus on what we're doing. We focus on what God's doing. And he's got this way of opening doors for us and giving us credibility. And we don't worry about our competence. I mean, the Lord gifts us with things. And where we're weak, his supernatural power can help us. You know, we don't trip over ourselves when it comes to competency or credibility. But the one, and God didn't get angry at those excuses. He's willing to work through with us all our natural questions about credibility and competence. But the point at which God got angry with Moses, when Moses just dug his feet in and said, just send somebody else. I'm not going to do it. Because then God's dealing with that one aspect of our free will that's so unfortunate, and that's our rebellion. And I want to tell you, never come to the place. May you just sense the fear of God right now. Do not ever come to the place when God's tapping you on the shoulders that you just dig your feet in and say, no, God, not me. Send somebody else. He can work with our insecurities. He can work with our limitations, but he can't work with our rebellion. So let me pray with you right now. I don't know where you are, but there might be some point of resistance. You're just saying, no, God, not me. Just send somebody else. No, I don't want to have that conversation with somebody. You send somebody else to do it. And God just keeps tapping you on the shoulder. I want you to just surrender to him today. Father, here we are. It's hard to do this. It's hard to take risks, hard to take steps of faith. But we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you. You're the I am that I am. And my God, we pray that you will convict us today if there's any point in which we're resisting your will in our lives. You may be talking to us about starting a new ministry. You may be talking to us about volunteering for something. You may be speaking to us about just slowing down and saying no to clutter in our lives, to be listening to you more. And my God, help us just not to say, well, let somebody else do that. Help us, oh God, to submit our will to you. Help us to follow you, because your way is the way that's going to change the world through us. So we thank you for that, and we surrender ourselves and our stubborn wills. We surrender them to you in Jesus' name today. Amen.